Let's get to a 14-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champion, a three-time Pro Bowler, author of Bet on Yourself, Inside the Mind of the Ultimate Underdog, co-host of the Man to Man podcast, Antoine Bethea joins me. Antoine, good to have you back. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Looking good. It's great to have you back. So we could start any number of places, but let me start with your former team, the Colts. Not only did they not look so great in their first 2 weeks, with Kansas City coming to town, lose again, and then they're looking at a 1-2-1 start and a big problem. So what did they show you in the way they were able to grind out that win over KC? And then can an emotional dub like that jumpstart an entire season?
Man, that was a huge win for them. You know, Kansas City coming into town, into Lucas Oil, Indianapolis Colts, their first home game. And they were able to capitalize on Kansas City mistakes. You know, muff punt gives them a short field. Matt Ryan and company, they're able to punch it in. So, Colts, man, hell of a job, man, of getting a big, big, big win. And I think a win like this could jumpstart something for that Colts team. I think it's something that they needed, something that, you know, Matt Ryan – said that, you know, for him and his team, they need to get this win. And it was a great win. I think one of the most surprising wins of the weekend.
Huge win. Antoine Bethea joining us. All right, so on the flip side of that, what about the Chiefs? They seem like they were just fine without Tyreek Hill the first couple of weeks until they didn't seem like they were just fine. In fact, did you see Patrick Mahomes having that moment with Eric Bieniemy? Is that just one bad week for the Chiefs, or do you think that maybe the problems might run deeper there?
Outside looking in, I would say, you know, one bad week. You know, obviously you see the conversation between Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy. You can get that. You know, you can get that. You got guys that probably don't see eye to eye all the time, and those were one of the instances where they didn't see eye to eye. You got a, you know, offensive coordinator and his you know, all-pro quarterback having, you know, differences, and you can have that in football. But I don't think, you know, we'll panic too much on the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Yeah, they didn't look like their normal selves yesterday, but I think they'll be just fine.
Antoine Bethea joining us. You know, the beauty of the NFL, man, it was a wild weekend, and I mean that in the best way. Just when you think you know something, just when it looks like the Bills are clearly the team to beat after big wins over the Rams and Titans, they get beat by Miami. How much are you buying into the Dolphins and their 3-0 start?
I'm bought in. You know, they had a big acquisition with Tyreek Hill teaming up with Jalen Waddle and then Tua. We wanted to see, like, who is Tua? And yesterday you saw who he was, you know, going out and then coming back into the game and leading his team. And they've done a magnificent job of putting some players, some playmakers around Tua so he can develop as a young quarterback. And I'm on the Miami Dolphins train, man. 3-0. We can see what they can do for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I am too, Antoine. I love them. What do you make of Tua? When Tua took that shot and he got up and he was wobbling and then he went back to the locker room and then they said that he was under investigation or they were going to look at whether or not he was in the protocol, and then he comes back out and then come to find out that it was not his head but his back, allegedly. Are you buying that? What do you make of that whole thing? And what do you think? How do you think that's going to play out?
Hey, look, we've all seen this, you know, if we're watching NFL, and, you know, I can only take a man's word. So if he said it was his back, it was his back, but it looked different to me, you know. But to the fans, to Miami Dolphins fans, to his teammates, to see him go in the locker room and then come back out and play the way he played, that's what you want to see out of your leader. And obviously, you know, the NFLPA, they, you know, asked to do their research and what the Miami Dolphins did as far as their process. We'll see what they come out and say. But I like it from Tua. Show his grit and grind.
No, I think you're right. Hey, listen, I don't know exactly what happened, and I'm no doctor, and what would I know? I've never seen a dude suffer a back injury stumbling around like that before, so I really don't know what happened. But from your standpoint and the point that you make, if you're a Dolphin player or fan, you love the guy's heart, you love the guy's grit, but those rules were in place for a reason, so we come to find out. Let me ask you, Antoine, when you played for the Colts, you had some epic, epic battles with the Patriots. New England's 1-2 to start the year. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens going to Foxborough, they dropped 37 on the Pats. Like, I get that Lamar is playing out of his mind right now. I get that Bill Belichick is the GOAT. But without Tom Brady, have the Patriots become just another team?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can say whatever you want to say, but Tom Brady, you know, he brought something to that team. Obviously, he goes to Tampa Bay, he wins the Super Bowl, and he has them looking like a great organization. But, you know, get back with the New England, Tom Brady, he made that organization go. And not to take anything away from Bill Belichick, because he did as well, but as you know, the winning this league, you got to have a guy at that position. And, you know, even though, you know, Matt Jones, he's young in his career, Tom Brady was that guy. So when we used to go to New England, we knew we had to deal with number 12. So it's a huge difference. It's a huge difference there now.
Antoine, that guy obviously is Lamar. Lamar's already won an MVP award. Lamar bet on himself, which I love. I mean, have you ever seen this guy play better than he is right now?
Man, he's playing lights out, and the prices is just going up week in and week out. Like you said, man, I love the fact that he bet on himself, man, and I'm enjoying each week that he goes out there and he proves to the Baltimore Ravens that whatever he's asking for, he's worth.
Antoine Mateus joining us. You know, when you mentioned that you have to have that guy, you have to have that guy. Jimmy G has won a lot of games, right? He had them in the Super Bowl. We know this guy can win, but you ended your career in San Francisco. When they brought him back in, it seemed like the ultimate insurance policy. Then watching him last night, it's kind of hard for me to make that argument. Is Jimmy G, in your mind right now, is he that guy still? Was he ever that guy, by the way, dude?
Nah. So I had this argument or this debate with my co-host Darius Butler. And Darius Butler, you know, he was standing on the table for Jimmy G to get him into Indy. And I just didn't think that Jimmy G was a guy. To your point, you know, his record as a starting quarterback in this league, leading the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl is good. But to be that guy, man, has to be on a consistent basis, day in and day out. You know what you want to get from your quarterback. And last night, man, it was not a good showing. It was not a good showing on Jimmy G's part. It wasn't a great showing for Russell Wilson's perspective either. But it's tough, man. And to your point, when Trey Lance got injured, I even say, I'm like, man, it's a great situation to be in that, you know, you have a guy like Jimmy G that can step in and can lead his team. But after last night's showing, man, it was a rough one.
Antoine, what about Russ? You mentioned Russ. Like, Russ did not look great either. Far from it. He does not look like Russ so far. Is this just a matter of him being in a new situation, a new environment, a new everything? Or is this kind of who Russ is right now?
Man, I would love to say that it's the new system, a new situation. But if you look at last year when he was in Seattle, it wasn't the Russ we got. We grew accustomed to seeing. So at this point, if I had to say it, this might just be Russell Wilson right now. You know, we hate to see it, but it comes time for all players, and we just don't know when it's going to happen in our careers where it's just not the same like it used to be. And hopefully I'm wrong, but as of right now, man, it just looks like this is Russell Wilson.
Antoine Bethea joining us. Antoine, I'm really curious. Like, you make a really interesting point when you say, you know what, it happens to everybody. It happens to every player at some point in their career. Generally, when you look at your own career or Darius or anybody you know and respect, do the guys know and not want to admit it? Like, how do you process that? Did you know deep down, or because you need a certain mentality and mindset to get there, do you just put that out of your mind altogether?
I mean, we're all ultimate competitors, right? We're 1% to make it to this level, to make it to the NFL. Every guy knows when it's that time, right? You try to, you know, push it out maybe a year or two, but you know. And you know, again, we're ultimate competitors. We never want to say, nah, I'm done. I'm not playing at the level that I once was. But I knew it in my career that it was around the corner where, Twan, man, you're going to have to call it quits, because you're used to playing at a level, and you know yourself when you're your harshest critic or you're your biggest critic, that when you're watching film, you're out there on the practice field or on, you know, playing the game. I'm not playing like I used to play. And it's just one of those things that, you know, and when it happens, man, it's a tough pill to swallow.
Right. I appreciate that response. Antoine Bethea joining us for a few more moments. You played for the Giants, who are going to take on Dallas tonight, Monday Night Football. I know you're watching that one closely. Seems like new head coach Brian Daboll has won his first couple of games, but more importantly, kind of injected some positivity and energy in New York. It is a small sample size. Do you have a sense that the culture is starting to change there? And who do you like tonight? How are you going to play that one?
You hit it on the head, man. You always talk about when you see great teams, what do they have in common? It's about the culture, right? It's about the culture in the building, the coaches, the players, the continuity, man. And, you know, New York Giants, man, starting this season off 2-0. I'm not sure how many people had that. So going into this game tonight against the divisional rival, Dallas Cowboys, I got the Giants winning, man. Saquon Barkley, he's playing like, you know, the old Saquon, coming off, you know, a few years dealing with injuries. But I got the Giants winning, man. I got the Giants winning. I got them 3-0 in the division. Obviously, they'll be right up there with Philadelphia as, you know, two undefeated teams in the division.
Man, that would be a huge, huge win for them to go to 3-0. Hey, listen, when you and I mentioned Lamar Jackson betting on himself, you know, you come from a place of betting on yourself. You've written a book about this. Your personal mantra has always been bet on yourself. So many successful people have that mentality. What's it mean to you exactly, Antoine, to bet on yourself? And then how have you tried to maintain that mindset since your post-playing days started?
Man, when I think about betting myself, it's like, man, regardless of what you throw at me, whatever you say at me, man, I'm gonna believe in me, right? I'm gonna put all the chips on the table if it comes to Antoine Bethea. And again, that's what Lamar's doing. Like, you can say whatever you want to say that, you know, as far as him, he's not your traditional quarterback or he this in the playoffs. At the end of the day, he know he's a guy, right? And he sees what the other guys that plays his position in the league is getting. So he knows he should double down on that. So for me, man, that's kind of what I, you know, that's what I just think about when I think about betting on myself. And as far as me, you know, transitioning into an entrepreneur, again, I got to bet on myself. You know, it's some things that I haven't done majority of my life. I'm learning, I'm going through a process, but at the end of the day, I'm going to believe in myself, because if I don't believe in myself, who else will? For me, man, bet on yourself. You got to do it early.
I love that. I did not mean to jump in, but I wanted to jump in and say how much I love that. He is the author of Bet on Yourself, Inside the Mind of the Ultimate Underdog, a 14-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champ, a 3-time Pro Bowler, co-host also of the Man to Man podcast, Antoine Bethea, and a really good look, dude. You look great on video. Appreciate that. Antoine, thank you very much. Let's do it again soon.
No, appreciate it.
Love
got
it.
To.
You too, man. Take care. I love that. Have you noticed we're trying to work in some Zoom shots now? And it looks great. Very happy about that.